Someone told me the more you get into the Word of God, the closer that you get to your Bible, the more the Word penetrates you and, you know, focuses with the power of the Holy Spirit, helps you focus on the things that you need to work on to become a better person. And I cannot agree. It's true, basically, because one of the things that I've been focusing on this season is trying to love my neighbor as myself, and more recently, loving my enemies and treating them well, where enemy stands for anything that or anyone that triggers me to feel some type of way, not to like them, or just not to agree with them. Let's just jump right in to this week's episode. Welcome to the We Seal Genesis podcast. My name is Shadia, and I am happy again to take you through our topic or our case study of Joseph when it comes to why bad things happen to good people. If you haven't already, I would advise you to pause right here, go to last time's episodes, the episode before this episode, and kind of like run through and also read your story about Joseph and come back, because why, it will make you understand better what I'm trying to go through with you, what I'm trying to reveal to you from what I have found. If you have already, let's get started. So, quick recap, we have to remember that God remains faithful to anyone who continually seeks him by maintaining a good heart. And it's very important because, you know, I've come from a culture when I grew up back in Africa, specifically Ghana, where being a Christian meant, you know, going to church and paying my tithe and doing all these things. All these things are really good. They are definitely things to do to help you, you know, just keep more grounded with whoever that you fellowship with. But also, the most important thing that I've come to realize, and you will come to realize as well, is that maintaining a good heart and trying to live according to the Word and trying to be more Christ-like is actually more important than all practices. And as you read the New Testament and the Gospels, Christ continues to encourage people to, you know, have a loving heart. And of course, Joseph, whose story is way, way, way back in the Old Testament in Genesis, I don't know, but I chose him because he's one of my four favorite characters. I'll talk about the other characters later. Let's just focus on Joseph right now. He's the man of the show. Joseph is amazing. And up until last episode, we talked about how, you know, he maintained his cool even up until when Pharaoh's wife, you know, falsely accuses him for advancing at her sexually and everything like that, breaks Pharaoh's heart, throws Joseph into prison, and we see that Joseph maintains a very, very good heart. I don't know, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see anywhere in the story of Joseph where it actually says this man, like, you know, was praying and was doing all these things. The story doesn't focus on that. He might have been doing that, but I really think that the reason why this story focuses so much on his actions is because it's giving us an overview or a 360 view of what we are supposed to be doing as human beings, as people who follow Christ. Like, it's important that your actions and the things that you do as a human being with other people, to other people, is way more important than anything else. And I love Joseph so much. So going forward, we are still commanded that one of the two of the greatest commandments, it's loving our neighbors as ourselves. You can find this in Matthew 22:37. You can also find this in Romans 12:4. And more recently, I actually also read about the parable of the the parable of the tax collector and what was the other person? I forget what it was, but basically, I guess one of them was the Pharisee who Christ referred to as, you know, saying, hey, like, I've done all these things. I've paid my tithe. Like I told you, I've been, you know, going to church. I've been doing all these things. But the tax collector comes and says, hey, Lord, like, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. And he's considered someone who has, like, a receptive heart or, like, is better off, basically, because he accepts that he doesn't know it all. And not to deviate from the story of Joseph, we see this in a lot of his actions. You know, in the beginning, when he was accused of his brothers, they were going to kill him. They changed their minds. They sold him. You know, he went into this place. We don't see at any point where he complains or tells his background story. Joseph is a person of the moment, and it's just so beautiful how he handles all his adversity, how he grows in patience and in love and in submission. And we see deeper into the story how he actually still has that, you know, heart to interpret the dreams to the other prisoners, to show God's favor upon them so that they look better, to the extent that these prisoners are freed now and they don't even remember Joseph. And Joseph stays in prison for a very long time, awaiting God's time. But you know what? God really replenishes all wasted years. And every single story that I read, like, just kind of like opens my mind, and it's just amazing. There's no story that is horrible. The horrible stories, the stories that end horribly in the Bible are like when people think that they're better than God, or they know too much, or they are disobedient, you know. And I just like how Joseph is just always forgiving and has found a reason to forget the past and praise the Lord for giving meaning to his future, where we're told in Genesis 41, 51 to 52 and 45, 5 and 8 is just beautiful when he names his children according to what's been done in his life so far. And his attitude also, when he finally reveals to his brothers like who he is, it's just amazing. He doesn't hold any grudges. I am trying to find the actual text, but I can't find it right now, so I'm just gonna keep going. You will also find it for yourself soon. But basically, it's just a beautiful thing how Joseph, he's very chill. It's very chill, very good. And I think that his life is worth, you know, talking about to make us better. Let me see. This is about naming his child, but no, I am looking for when he reveals himself to his brothers later on about who he is. It is somewhere in Genesis 45, but not to worry. It's just basically establishing the fact that he's not upset. He told them that, don't worry, you know, it's okay that you did all these things to me, but I'm fine. And, you know, God put me in this position so that I can save my people, which is the Israelites, of course. And, you know, he brings his father, his brothers, everybody into Egypt. And then they're safe over there. And it's just a beautiful story. One notable thing, though, that I find surprising is Christ still didn't come from Joseph's genealogy. He came from, like, Jacob, but it's like Joseph's other brothers, so Perez, Spam or genealogy is where Jesus comes from. But that just goes to show that it doesn't matter who you are and what you've done, God can still use you. God can still use you. And the most important thing to cultivate in the process is prioritizing to have a good heart. So I just want to end by saying that the life of Joseph proves that the price for long-suffering, like Christ, striving to accomplish the purpose is more important than the bad things that happen on the way, because the Lord's purpose prevails. So I just want to take this opportunity to extend a prayer. You know, our Father, we glorify your name. You're in heaven. You're above everybody else. I pray that every single person who listens to this will be touched one way or the other to go into the Word themselves and to see what God is trying to speak to them. I continue to pray for myself and for everybody that we will continue to strive for peace, to strive for inner beauty, just to make our hearts beautiful. I just want to pray that one thing that triggers me is issues of the past and what certain people have done to me. I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, I continue to be able to pray like this for people who are not like me or not like anybody listening right now. The people that we cannot stand and we just don't agree with because they've done so much to us. We have to keep our mind on the prize, that the end is the important thing, and we are key characters in the story to make this happen. So let us not focus on the grudge. Let us focus on healing the parts that nobody else can do, or let's continue to wow our enemies or the people who are like this to see the better in us. May we ask God for grace to be able to fill us so much that we're way above the hurt. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, definitely share it with a friend, family member, coworker, anything like that. And you can always write to me, wesealgenesis@gmail.com. I'm happy to hear anything that you have to say. It's been awesome. I try to keep it under 15 minutes. We're at 11 right now. So have a great rest of your week. And always prioritize God. Thank you.